Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura. We're going to talk about the offensive line position as we preview training camp. Nathan, I think it's fair to say this is going to be an improved group over last year. Just by the addition of Joe Bitonio, provided he's healthy, he had that ankle issue in the offseason, but he's a big boosted guard. You saw Mitchell Schwartz improve in the offseason and joining the stalwarts like Joe Thomas, Alex Mack, very solid line.
Yeah, you got two Pro Bowlers out of the five out there in Thomas and Mack. You bring in Bitonio to play guard, nasty, a mauler. I think he's going to bring a lot to this game where you want to run the football, and this team needs some of that toughness up front. I think Bitonio provides that. John Greco expected to start at the other guard position, and he brought up Mitchell Schwartz. That's the top five. After that, Paul McQuiston was brought in from Seattle. He can play both guard and tackle. Garrett Gilkey can play both guard and tackle. I think those guys right now maybe look as the top seven, and you're going to see some competition behind that. Can Jason Pinkston come back and regain his form and find a spot on this team? Randall Harris, a young man that they brought in who was very good in the OTAs and the minicamps. Keep an eye on him as well and see kind of how this position, a lot of guys here, how this depth fills out. But I think the top five pretty set, and McQuiston probably number six pretty set. After that, it's going to be a big competition, and those big mahunkers, as he likes to say, are going to be battling out of camp.
And it's interesting, too, to see the learning curve. These veterans learning a new blocking scheme, the outside zone concept. They worked on it in the offseason. We'll see how they deal with it during training camp.